The sense of smell is a fascinating part of the human existence. A type of tissue exists in the nose, containing small receptor areas, and in order to detect a particular smell, molecules need to be absorbed in those areas. Don Wyman is president of Rochester Midland Corporation in Rochester, New York.
Now, once a molecule is absorbed onto this receptor area that interacts with an enzyme, the enzyme and the absorbed molecule actually undergo a reaction which generates an electrical signal, travels up the neuron system to a certain part of the brain, and the brain determines that, gee, this signal tells me that I smell apple pie, or this signal tells me that I just smelled a fresh can of beer being opened, or what have you.
Just what is a bad smell, a malodor, becomes subjective. An unpleasant smell for some may not be for others. And Wyman says the condition of anosmia, or odor fatigue, can cause people to grow accustomed to horrible odors.
There are really two forms of odor fatigue, and one is psychological. There are people that work at rendering plants. This is a place where they recover animal byproducts from carcasses, and rendering plants can make a newcomer physically ill. You can become absolutely nauseated by the odor. That's the concept. If you wear a cologne, very quickly you won't even notice that you have it on, but other people might well notice. There is a chemical odor fatigue, which is very important. The enzymes that are so necessary to our detection of an odor, these enzymes get depleted, used up, as a matter of fact, essentially anesthetize the nose, and it takes a little while for them to regenerate.
Like a well-seasoned sauce, a molecule, or assembly of molecules, interact to comprise a wide range of aromas, which depend on the size and shape of the molecules. The bigger molecules contain more carbon and other atoms.
Consider a pineapple-like fragrance. If you go up to 16 carbons, only a couple other carbon atoms, can't make much difference, except you go from a pineapple-like odor to a strawberry-like odor. Then you add a couple more carbons. Again, how could that make all that much difference? And it goes from strawberry to coconut. There are molecules which are exactly the same, except for the spatial arrangement of one group. And in one arrangement, it is a powerful, powerful fragrance. In another arrangement, it has no odor whatsoever.
The two broad approaches in combating malodors are masking agents, where the unpleasant smell is simply bombarded, overwhelmed with pleasant-smelling molecules, with sprays and spritz bottles, or solids and liquids that evaporate into the environment, and counteractants, where an odor is neutralized to create no odor at all. Testing the effectiveness of deodorants gets back to the human factor, and Wyman's company puts 30 human noses through a battery of tests. The future of fragrances deal with the possible psychological effects.
Things like, can we influence mind decisions? Could you subtly put a fragrance into an automobile showroom that would be such that it would make people more prone to buy the cars? Can department stores do that? I think there are now famous pheromones, which are the amazing natural fragrances that involve sexual attraction and so forth. Moods can largely be affected by fragrances. And there are predictions that this will become a significant market in the future.
Deodorizer Manufacturing President Don Wyman. I'm Bill Flynn.